Hello again. My name is Theodore Henderson, and this is 30 Days to Proverbial Success. I have an MBA in business. I also have over 20 plus years in sales and sales management in the high technology field, and as I'm fond of saying, I've graduated, as many of you have, from the University of Hard Knocks. On the last recording, I explained a little bit about myself and my background and a very short intro into the purpose of this teaching. However, now I'd like to give additional background into why Proverbs was my choice to use as a transformation vehicle. For those of you who are not either Christians or readers of the Bible, a Bible actually is the main text here, but not for religious or faith-based purposes, even though that clearly is part of it. So if you have a Bible handy, and even if you don't, but if you have one handy, I'd like you to go to Isaiah, make a left turn, go past the Song of Songs, Ecclesiastes, and you will pull up to a rest stop called Proverbs. And actually, Proverbs is the 20th book of the Bible. So those of you who currently do not have one, please remember where it is so you can easily find it. Now, the name Proverbs is something that we've all heard, but very few of us understand actually what the word means. So the book of Proverbs translates, as the name is found in Latin Bibles, as Proverbiorum. Otherwise, in English, Proverbiorum, Proverbiorum. In Hebrew, the title was Proverbs of Solomon, because Solomon, or King Solomon, as many of us know from the movies, was the main contributor. And so the Hebrew word for Proverbs may also be translated as a maxim, M-A-X-I-M, or a wise saying. Now, to summarize it pretty much in one sentence, Proverbs is meant and aimed at those who follow God's wise design for living, particularly in areas of sexual purity and integrity, particularly as it relates to how you think and speech, so you can avoid the perils and the pitfalls that others fall into and that we see all around us, and that way you can enjoy life on earth as God meant it to be lived. For those of you, once again, who are not of faith or Christians, you can see that this applies to anyone. And living in the conditions around which you live, to have a guidebook to do that, clearly applies to anyone. So the interesting thing about the purpose of Proverbs is that it gives positive and negative principles for successful living. This will become clear as we go through the course. The book applies to everyday life. Once again, for those who are faith-based, the great commandments to love God supremely and to love one's neighbors as oneself. Because proverbial teachings, by their very nature, tell us what works in human relationships, but they can't be treated as absolutes or as prophecies. In other words, we get a guidebook, we do the best we can, and the best results will in general come, but sometimes bad things do happen to good people, and vice versa, because that's just the nature of the way the universal laws work. So in essence, Proverbs is a teacher's manual. It's a moral maxim found there that used in ancient Israel to help young people, and in some cases older people, acquire the mental skills to aid them in wise living. Both the content of the Proverbs and their structure contributed to one's development. In fact, the word proverb, the meaning is to be like or to be compared with. Hence, a proverb is a form of communication of truth by using comparisons of figures of speech. These are as brief observations or maxims. They are crystallized and condensed, and therefore rendered to those who are reading the subject matter. So the concentrated sayings cause the reader to really